Hi, everyone. Matt Wallenstein, Yeast Radio here. Excuse me. It's July 1st, Rabbit's Rabbit. And, you're listening to The Yeast. I wanted to first mention before I cunt in you that, I changed the... There's a page. I haven't really been getting much in the way of donations lately. It would be nice, though, to get some donations, even if it's just a couple bucks. You don't have to be rich to be my fan. You don't have to be lapsed. Well, that's over. Listen, the thing is, but I just want to know that you're listening, because sometimes it feels like I'm talking to myself, even though I am. Comments are nice. A dollar or two is nice. A guilt trip is nice. Well, that's what this is. Feedback, contributions to the show via my phone line, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, or firmuterus on the telephone. Commenting on the blog is my favorite way to get back in touch with it. Just anything. Any of those ways are fine. Doesn't even have to be money. I know people are poor right now, even though they're not. The people unemployed are poor, but the people who are employed are richer because they haven't been spending money. Don't fool with me. Anyway, I just recycled the money and give it to black drag queens anyway, and people saving money for transitions, so don't feel bad if you're donating. But along those lines, if you go to my donation page, yeastradio.com/donate, you will see that I added Tampon Tammy's has a Cash App too now. So if you want to donate directly to her so she can pay for her tampons, it's $Tampon Tammy. I'm $Bloated Lesbian on Cash. I'm not doing the split it up thing as I used to do with PayPal anymore. It's too hard to deal with. I don't like it. And you notice I've never done a Patreon because I'd rather give this show out for free. I'd always like to continue that. So the rando support is good. If you can keep it up, then we're good. Because I think people shouldn't have to pay for this scrum. I don't think it's worth it. Nothing to say about the people that do charge for their grums, but I suppose their shows are better than mine and they're worth paying for. That mine, however, is not at the moment. Okay. So, yeah, and Tampon Tammy also has a wonderful new website called tampontammy.com. You go to it and there's a plethora of information on there, so check it out. Send her a message through there. It's a really great site. Very informative in both Tampon Tammy and her life. Is this thing on? Also on YouTube, I made it. My YouTube is Insane Films. I put that Strawberry Hampton speech you probably didn't listen to. I made a YouTube of just that. So I'd like for you to share it if you don't mind. If you feel so inclined, because if you share that, there's a link where you can support her, and you don't have to pay any money. You just click this link and it sends an email to the lawyer, her lawyer, to take to court showing all these people that support her and help her get out of jail. Daddy! What is this? It's like fucking horrible Trixies. I'm glad that white women are fair territory. I think the whole Karen situation basically amounts to the following. You know, they talk in comedy a lot about punching down. It's okay to punch up, but not punch down. And that means, like, if you're black, you can punch up. It means you can make fun of white people. You can make fun of white women, white men. But if you're black, you can't make fun of, like, who would be down from black? Like a black man can't punch down and talk shit about black women, for example. But he can talk about shit about white people, white women and men. A black woman, talking about the rules of cop. I'm not saying I agree with this. I find it very confusing. I'm just telling you what it is as I see it, being a lesbian and everything. And but if you're like, let's say, a black woman, you can punch up, you can make fun of black men because they're above you, like in terms of the power structure. It's all about power. You can make fun of black women, things like that. But it gets very confusing when you're talking about the nuances. Like, let's say you have a light-skinned Mexican. So I guess she really can't. So for her, punching down would be talking shit about a dark-skinned Mexican. But she can talk shit about a woman, a white woman, a white man. Anyway, my point of all this is that Karens, to me, represent the fact that white women can no longer punch up. Because they're really in this, they're really like equivalent to white men now in terms of their rights, so they can't punch up. So I think they're frustrated that, you know, they're turning into white men, basically just irritated people at the top of the power structure who just often feel like it's not fair because their lives suck, or maybe they're fat, maybe they're miserable for whatever reason, and they want to blame it on somebody, but they can't. Because they're not allowed to punch down. There's nobody to punch down to. I mean, punch up to. God, this is fucking confusing. I hate this language. It's so hard to understand. So they just fucking explode. And I think in a way, and I'm a lesbian, so it's a little different for me, but I think white gay men are the same way. I even read an article that somebody sent me yesterday about how, God, these fucking loud trucks. How dare they take away garbage? How white gay men basically are losing their special status now because they have all this freedom. And so now we're like Karens too, because we can no longer punch up either, really, because we're accepted, basically. We're accepted. Now we're just white people at the power, top of the power structure. And we're turning into Karens. We're going to explode with our inability to blame things on higher power structure. I mean, because it's really not fair to blame it on people lower than you. This is all according to the rules I don't necessarily ascribe to, because I don't really know them all. I wish I did. I also wish there was a rule book on how to not get canceled, because I think it's really confusing. Like, how do you not get canceled? I'm moving away from all this, from Broadway now. A lot of people don't know there's a Broadway in Chicago. They always think Broadway in New York, which is closed right now, the Great White Way, which Whoopi Goldberg wants to rename to the Great Bright Way. I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit. I also don't really have a problem with people taking down monuments and all that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't know if that's hypocritical or not, but I'm in favor of real activism, and if that means a bunch of people rip down a monument that represents their oppression, and I think it's great. And somebody reminded me not long ago that the Confederacy only lasted a few years. You know, it didn't last that long. It was just this temporary government to, you know, to just try and protect slavery when it was falling apart. So the idea that there's all these monuments to a few years of, you know, of this power structure, or whatever you call it, government, is kind of ridiculous. So, but I do have a problem with removing cultural artifacts like opera. I don't know why I mention opera, because opera is always protected. Like, you never see Wagner operas really removed from, well, Wagner never gets canceled, though people have tried to, like, had not perform him because he was very much an anti-Semite, and Hitler certainly used his music a lot in his marches.
My recording.
In his marches, you know. But operas don't get canceled. It's protected culture. And I think that's good. I think that's the way it should be. But then somebody was pointing out to me that you never hear Michael Jackson anymore, so he's been canceled. So many other things gone with the wind. I don't like those sorts of cultural cancellations at all. I'm totally against it. I think you have to separate the art from the artist, but I think that's very different from a situation where the cultural artifact is the same, is equivalent to that which it's, I don't know, to its creator. I don't know what I'm trying to say. In other words, a statue of Robert E. Lee is not art. I mean, maybe it is, okay, maybe it's art, but the art is of Robert E. Lee. It would be like if there was an, I don't know, now I'm confusing myself. I don't know, maybe I'm a hypocrite. Tell me. Give me a comment. I can't even flesh this thought out, so it probably might be bullshit, but the bottom line is I'm okay with knocking over statues and monuments and renaming things, because the Confederacy was bullshit, but I'm not okay with canceling Gone with the Wind and 30 Rock and Fawlty Towers and Little Britain and all this other shit, you know? Especially when the artist is dead. Like, what? How are they going to get punished? They're fucking dead. But anyway, sometimes it's not about punishing the artist. I think there's different cancellations. Like, when you talk about, like, a Louis C.K., I'm against that, too. But you're canceling, by canceling his work, it's because of the artist, not because of the work itself, usually. Or Woody Allen. But when you're talking about canceling, like, 30 Rock, because they had, or taking away a couple episodes of 30 Rock because they had blackface in it, you know, that's based on the content. There are different situations. I'm against all of that kind of cancellation, but I'm not against ripping down statues. I don't know if I'm inconsistent or not, but that's just my gut feeling, I guess. And that. Speaking of that, Reagan Fox's podcast, again, you can find it on, you know, I use Pocket Casts. It's in the directory. I found it again. I've always said he's my favorite podcast. I still maintain that, but the problem is he stops doing it every few episodes for a couple years, and then you never know, he's going to come back, and I don't leave it subscribed because it's clutter. So anyway, you go back, go to your I use Pocket Casts. I really like that podcatcher. And you can search for Reagan Fox, R-A-G-A-N. It's like Reagan Fox Reunited or something like that. Not Reunited, I don't know, something. Some, like, reality TV-like term after the words of his name. So, I really liked the episode because he mentioned me, audience. He mentioned me, and that's why I liked it. No, I'm kidding. He talked a lot about Big Brother, which I love. I read his book, so I already knew about everything he mentioned. But he talks about how Big Brother treats gay people differently than straight people. Go listen to it. It's a really good episode. And he mentions me. But he also talked about my new pronouns, it and that. And he thinks it's great that I have selected my pronouns. But he thinks I'm making fun of the people he thinks I may be making fun of people who are very pronoun conscious and tell people their pronouns. He said, I don't know, maybe she's just being funny, I don't know. Well, in general, yeah, I'm just saying it to be funny. However, there is some truth to that, but it's not quite what you might think, because I'm definitely in favor of people who are trans or non-binary. I mean, people can do whatever the fuck they want, first of all. Second of all, I'm perfectly capable of being full of shit and wrong. But if I say something, generally it's because I think it sounds funny, and that's it, without any sort of, you know, ethical consideration. That's just how I operate. It may not be funny to you, but I say it if I think it's funny to me, and that's that, and that's why I'm not popular. Because maybe it's just not funny. I don't have an audience. It's hard to do stuff and try to be funny when you don't. I mean, I have an audience, but not a live audience, so I never workshop things. I never perform live anymore. I don't know why it's fucking funny. I do what makes me laugh. And sometimes, even if it doesn't, I don't like to edit myself. So, it's just a disaster. And this is a record of what it's like to be me now. And that's pretty much it. Or at least a certain version of made. But, having said that, audience, which always reminds me of Wanda Wisdom when I speak that way. And I was looking at Wanda Wisdom. I always loved Wanda Wisdom. Still do, but she doesn't post anything to support the Black Lives Matters. She supports the Uganda blacks, but not the American blacks. It's so weird. Anyway, back to it, that, and that. So, yes, I think it sounds, mostly I just think it was funny for me to say it, that. Do I make fun of the use of pronouns? Yeah, but I absolutely support the use of pronouns by non-binary and trans people. You know, and I think it's great when people specify their pronouns, but sometimes people do it as just pure political posturing, like all the Democratic candidates when that primary was going on. I think all of them, maybe not Bernie, but they all had like their, like Julian Castro had he, his on his bio. Everybody, when you're a public figure, everybody fucking knows what your pronouns are. So that to me is disingenuous to specify your pronouns. It's just a way of posturing to a certain demographic. And that's what I think is bullshit. But in general, I think, you know, I think it's really great to say what your pronouns are. If you, unless they're really fucking obvious. Like you're obvious, like me, not me. If you're an obvious cisgendered male with titties, muscle titties, not titty titties. Now I'm going to confuse myself again. You know, if it's obvious what your pronouns are, then why do you need to specify them? But if you're not sure, or if there might be some confusion, or if you ever get misgendered, then yeah, it makes sense. If you've never been misgendered, why do you need to put your fucking pronouns are? I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. I just don't get it. But at the same time, Reagan wants to steal my pronouns and use it as sort of like a statement on being objectified, which I think I gave him a hard time on the Twitter sheet, but I think it's a brilliant way to use pronouns to express your objectification. But Reagan, if you want to do that, you better stick to it. Like, you better make your students call you, refer to you as it and that. Like, that's not something to do half-assed, because if you do it half-ass, they're going to say you're making fun of them, just like you thought maybe I was making fun of them. So, you know, just think about it. But you can steal my pronouns, Reagans. It's okay. You can have them. I didn't invent it and that. Though they are really good pronouns. Probably the best pronouns ever. It and that. So, anyway, I did have some notes on my iPhone, but now I don't know where they are. Oh, I want to talk to you about these new candidates. So, apparently, Stacey Herbert of the Kaiser Reporter, RT.com, was pointing this out to me, but there are these new candidates running for office. More than one. I'm not sure how many. At least, I think enough to say several candidates are actually QAnon supporters. Which is this weird conspiracy theory that I don't fucking understand. They think there's like a deep state conspiracy. I mean, it's basically psychosis. I don't know where it comes from. Some people think it's like an undercover operation, which may of our government, which makes no sense to me because I don't see what the motivation would be. Maybe it's a foreign government, you know, trying to make us even more horrible and crazy than we are and self-destruct. Possible. I doubt it. I think it's just the same thing as Trump. I think they're just idiots. In any case, they're trying to achieve power. And this is a very scary thing because QAnon's holding office, that's worse than the Tea Party. That makes the Tea Party look like burners. And this, plus Trump's second term, oh my God, that's full-on Nazism. That really is. I mean, that's scary shit. I mean, that's scary shit. We have to stop these QAnon people from getting into office. And unfortunately, we have to stop Trump from getting into office, too. Problem with that is it means that we have to support Biden. And, you know, I'm still going to stick to the thing where I'm not going to vote for Biden unless he supports Medicare for all. I'm going to, like, stick to that. Now, I know most people don't. Most progressives don't agree with me on that. Certainly the higher profile ones don't. But, you know, maybe they have to because they have a huge audience. I don't. I'm going to stick to this. I'm not saying I'm going to die on this cross. But I'm going to stick to it for now. Because I don't like being, you know, browbeat into voting for somebody who doesn't support something that's one of my core values, which is, you know, everybody needs healthcare for all. I mean, hello, it's a pandemic. I think it's obvious. And I also think it could easily cause him to lose the election, even though the calculus may not show it right now. The political calculus is all designed to keep the Democrat, the neoliberals in power. It's kind of like reverse engineering calculus stuff. So, but I was talking about this to a friend yesterday, and they said, oh, that's the other thing about pronouns. I don't like they because it's plural. It annoys me. I don't know why we can't come up with a pronoun for a non-gender specific pronoun that isn't plural for one person. I don't get it, because the implication is that non-gendered people or non-binary people are schizophrenic because they have more than one of them inside, which is weird. It's kind of insulting, I think. But whatever. I'm not one, am I? So now what was it? So this person was saying to me yesterday, Madge, we don't have a choice. We have to vote for Biden. And while that may be true, sometimes language bothers me. And the thing is, if you listen to the language of it, it's the opposite of choice. Voting is supposed to be expressing your choice. But if you don't have a choice, that's not really voting, is it? It's like you're being forced to vote. It's weird. So we're being forced to vote because we have a horrible candidate on the Republican side who's an existential threat, blah, blah, blah. We've had this before. I mean, Bush was an existential threat. He brought it, got us to huge horns. Somehow history has revised him to make him this huge, this cute painter. But he just changed the power grid, and he just got, I think, like a million people killed. It was a huge disaster. Went to war for no reason. I mean, he was such a huge monumental disaster, and historical revision makes him kind of a nice guy, especially in comparison to Trump. And I really do believe that the next Republican to take office after Trump is going to be even worse than Trump. It's just going to keep getting worse. So then we're going to have to vote for another horrible neoliberal. And if I was paranoid, I would think that it's on purpose. Like, okay, we have to have these horrible candidates so they'll support a horrible Democrat. And then the problem is people like me, I have no representation as a progressive. I'm really unrepresented. None of my local candidates are progressive. And none of the national candidates are progressive, at least that I know of. I voted for a progressive candidate for mayor, Toni Preckwinkle. She got beat by Lori Lightfoot, who's proved to be very much not a progressive, very much a neoliberal. And she's, you know, supporting the police. But identity politics tricks people into voting for people that don't really support them. Because they'll say, oh, she looks like me. She identifies like me. She's black. She's a lesbian. She must be on my side. No, she's fucking not. Not if you're a progressive. Just because she looks like you, you have to do a little more digging. Let's see. I've been talking for 22 minutes. I think I'm going to be done. I have to go to work. And I'm an obese woman. Av Luna. Follow me on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian. Follow me on Instagram, Madge Weinstein. Send me an email, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, or give me a cool firm uterus is the entire phone number. I would love to have some content, some money, some interaction, some just let me know, just like Horton Hears a Who. I need to know that you're out there somehow. Have a wonderful day. Eat my ass out. Bye.
Let me hear you slap your ass.